Well, Jason, let's talk the world of business, and it looks like we're talking about getting inked.
Getting inked.
What about you and I going down and getting a Las Cruces Sun News and a KRWG tattoo?
You know, I'm not sure I'm up for that. Maybe a Zia symbol.
A Zia.
I could probably go with a Zia.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
I'll tell you where to get it.
Where at?
Alex Trujillo. He's the guy I'm featuring today. He's an amazing guy. Probably one of the best interviews I've had in months. He works down at Unbreakable Tattoo. He's a Cruces native. He's been in the business about 14 years. And he's bounced around all over the Southwest. He's won all sorts of awards. Was on one of these tattoo TV shows one time. But brought himself back home. And I was talking to him. This is just the kind of guy he is. He's the first thing he did when I said, well, tell me about yourself. He started telling me about all the people in his life that got him where he is. He started off with his grandmother, good grandson there.
There you go.
Start off with the grandmother. And she may actually be fairly well known here in Cruces. It's Margaret Ruiz. She owned Ray's Old Fashioned Kitchen downtown for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And then she worked up at Hebert's Fine Foods. And
So
he worked with her in kitchens when he was growing up and didn't really like the food service industry life. So that's how he got into tattooing. Learned some art, worked with Raul Dorn at Mayfield High School. And now Raul is teaching at Alma de Arte. And it's interesting. He said he got his start doing more handwork, more painting. He likes oils, likes floral prints, things like that. And he said it was Raul who told him that, you know, Got to make some money out of this somehow. So he took an apprenticeship, ran into some industry veterans. He said when he got into the business, they were kind of hesitant to share their secrets and tips around each other.
It is one of those, you know, you have a lot of secrets.
Lots of secrets. So very territorial.
Very territorial.
Yeah, but he worked up in Albuquerque with Alonzo Rodriguez at Happy Time Studio. And he ended up then moving to Denver for a while and then found out his mother had been diagnosed with lymphoma. And that's what brought him back to Cruces. So he got started working there at Unbreakable with the owner, Adam Cedillo, who told him, you're a great friend. Let's get you in here. You're a phenomenal artist, but you're lacking some of the fundamentals. So he worked with Adam and got his fundamentals down. And since then, he's just been knocking it out of the ballpark. His art is beautiful. He does these vivid, vivid colors, lots of geometrics, lots of sacred geometry. I've seen some of his work. I've got a friend that's got some of his work, and it's just absolutely beautiful. The colors are amazing. And he's seen the business change a lot over the 14 years. He now uses some really neat high-end machines. He told me he's got about $6,000 worth of equipment.
Wow.
He said it's kind of like, you know, a mechanic that just goes out and buys tools because the tools are pretty. And he likes the machines. So he's got a really great collection. They're really quiet machines, too.
They're not
so they're not
the
screaming
loud ones
at you. So you don't tense up when you're getting worked on.
Intimidates.
Intimidating. Yeah, exactly. But he's really great. And this I thought was interesting, too. One of my concerns about tattoos has always been sanitation. This guy is so good that the state licensing board took pictures of his station and used those as models for how things should be done. He's really meticulous.
Good for him.
Great guy, great tattoos, great artist. So if you're interested, you need to go see Alex Trujillo.
Where's he at?
He is at Unbreakable Tattoo. It's there on Loman.
Loman? Okay, cool. Does he do touch-up work?
He also does touch-up, and he's got a line of aftercare products that help set the color, help you heal faster, and even bring back some of the color from old tattoos that have started to fade a little bit.
Okay. Let's talk about Monuments to Main Street.
Yeah, we kicked off our second annual Monuments to Main Street on Friday, and Carrie Hamlin with the Green Chamber, her column this week is about all the fun that's going on with that, but also the importance of this event to bring together the community. And it highlights how important our newest national monument, the Organ Mountain Desert Peaks, is to the region. Carrie points out that since the designation in May 2014, visitation at OMDP has been up 102%. The Convention and Visitors Bureau website is getting a lot of traffic off of OMDP, up about 150%. And it's important, and this is a great opportunity. They've got so much going on the whole month for Monuments to Main Street. They're doing aerial tours. They're doing shows. They're doing arts. Just a lot of stuff going on. And, if you're interested in hiking, yoga, painting, let's see, what else have we got? River rafting on the Rio Grande, an aerial tour of the monument. Film Festival. You can check it all out at visitlascruces.com.
Talk to me about Being New Mexico True.
Interesting article this week about how the program, the New Mexico True label that you see around, is helping to sort of boost made in New Mexico products. And it's a neat little article about how to get certified. It's very meticulous. You've got to be truly a New Mexican product. And you can find out more by emailing Victoria Romeko, R-O-M-E-J-K-O, at state.nm.us.
Jason, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
Sounds good.